AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump says his foreign policy plan is better.
Hillary Clinton's only foreign policy experience ended up in absolute failure.
In Philadelphia today, Trump says he will boost military spending and increase the number of active troops. He also said if elected, he will ask top military leaders to have a plan on his desk within 30 days to defeat the Islamic State group.
The current strategy of toppling regimes with no plan for what to do the day after only produces power vacuums that are filled simply by terrorists.
Hillary Clinton has tried to paint Trump as erratic, making the case that his disposition would be a major liability on the world stage. The fight over Zika funding has not been resolved yet on Capitol Hill. The AP's Jerry Bodlander reports one lawmaker resorted to show and tell.
Congressman David Jolly brought a little bit of South Florida with him in a jar as he took to the House floor.
I rise with about 100 mosquitoes straight from Florida.
Jolly blasted the ongoing congressional failure to approve $1.1 billion to fight the Zika virus.
It is time to act. The politics of Zika have gone on far too long.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says Senate Democrats are to blame for repeatedly blocking a funding measure.
They're just being wholly partisan with these endless filibusters.
Democrats say they'll approve the money once what they call poison pills are removed from the funding measure. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Police in Albany, Georgia say a stabbing suspect has died after being shot by an officer he attacked. The officer is on administrative leave pending an investigation. The FBI says two small planes collided in midair in western Georgia. A deputy fire chief is quoted as saying three people are dead. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he disagrees with 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick's decision to kneel during the national anthem, but recognizes his right to protest. This is AP Radio News. On the eve of the trial in New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie's Bridgegate scandal, a federal court says a key list should be kept secret.
A three-judge panel of the Third Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that a list of unindicted co-conspirators should not be released before a Bridgegate trial. A judge in Newark ruled in May the list should be made public, but an unidentified person who believes he's on it sued to keep it secret, arguing its publication would unfairly brand him a criminal. Two former Christie aides faced trial this month on charges they deliberately engineered traffic jams at the world's busiest bridge as part of a political payback scheme. The governor is not charged. The federal judges wrote there may come a time to release the list, but that time is not here yet. I'm Warren Levinson.
An outbreak of hand, foot, and mouth disease has forced a high school outside Newark, New Jersey to postpone its season-opening football game. Hand, foot, and mouth disease often causes painful sores inside the mouth and a skin rash on the hands or feet. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.